It gives me great pleasure. I'm a big, big fan of this guy. He's got a big weekend ahead of him. Carl Frampton, are you there?
How are you doing, Nicky?
Are you well?
I'm not too bad, yeah. I'm just sitting down here about to have some lunch, mate.
Good. So, this is Carl Frampton, everybody. He's fighting Belfast boy, the Jackal, as we all know him. He's fighting on Saturday night in Titanic Quarter in front of 16,000 plus fans against Kiko Martinez, the Spanish IBF super bantamweight champion. And you could be Ireland's next boxing world champion on Saturday night, Carl.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, I'm expecting that that's going to be the result. Although I'm not overlooking this guy, it's going to be a tough fight. But me at my best and him at his best, I win every day of the week.
Yeah, do you know, I spoke with Barry McGuigan about four years ago. I was at an event in London and I'd seen a fight with Willie Casey. I know you know Willie Casey, Big Bang Casey, yeah. Really well. I saw a fight where Willie had won Prize Fighter on Sky Sports and I thought, have you seen this guy, Willie Casey? And Barry said, yeah, he's not a bad guy. He said, but I have a guy coming through the ranks and you're going to hear about him and hear about him forever. And I'm a big boxing fan. I said, well, what's his name? And he said, Carl Frampton, look out for him. And Carl, I've been following it ever since. I've been following your success. And I have to say, you're the type of fighter who I love to watch. Exciting, tough, you know, get stuck in there right from the start. Now, you fought Kiko Martinez before and beaten him, isn't that right?
Yeah, I beat him about a year and a half ago. I beat him he was European champion at the time. So I beat him for the European title, but it was a tough fight. I stopped him in the ninth round, but it was a hard fight, and he was pushing me hard the whole way. Tough guy, real tough guy, and he's over here for revenge, you know. He's really up for it, but, you know, it's up to me just to be smart and you know, box ahead of this guy or outfight him, whatever it takes, but I should be able to find a way to beat him.
Yeah. In that fight, Carl, did you burst your eardrum or something midway?
Yeah, he perforated my eardrum in the fourth round, but he's taken a lot from that. He keeps talking about he busted my eardrum as if it's a big deal, but when I went to get my eardrum fixed, the doctor said he has kids coming in here from getting clips on the ear from their mas that have busted, so it's absolutely nothing to do with his car, but he seems to be taking something from that, but I don't mind.
Kurt, what the training, the rigorous training, where have you been training leading up to this fight?
I'm based in Battersea for it was probably a 14 week camp, so based in Battersea, and it's going well. I kind of get out there and sort of stay away from everything and just sort of focus on the boxing.
Because your wife is she's pregnant and you have a little girl as well, haven't you? You're pregnant,
yeah,
and a little 3-year-old.
I have a little girl, Carla, sitting beside me, and my pregnant wife is sitting here as well. She's just informed me as well that you were the one she fancied when you were in Wesley. So.
Jesus, no! No, don't believe her. Don't believe her, Carl. I'm never meeting
you
now.
Just call me.
That'd be nice. Hey, Carl, I'm Nicky Bourne. Boom, left hook, down.
Yeah.
how does she cope with you getting into the ring then? What's her nerves like?
She's fine. Well, as the fights get more important, actually, she's getting a bit more nervous.
Yeah.
And she, you know, early doors, she was okay. But now she's starting to, you would see her, you know, watching through her fingertips. But as the fights get more important, she's feeling a bit more. But this is the first fight my daughter, Carla's going to be at. So she's excited too. And I'm just thinking, you know, how special it's going to be after winning this fight to get her into the ring. And, you know, it's going to be some photographs and you'll cherish them forever, you know.
Yeah, do you know, it's so big. They've had to move it away from the Odyssey, outside, across the road from the Odyssey, because it's double the capacity, isn't it?
Yeah, well, nearly. It's 16,000. The Odyssey's 9, or just under 9. So it's nearly double. But it's massive, you know. September outdoor in Belfast is probably not the best time of the year to be fighting, but just weather-wise. But we're hoping to have a good week here, and it looks like it's going to be half decent. But we've had to do that because the Odyssey, we've outgrown the Odyssey already. So just give more people a chance to come and see a great night and a special event.
Carl, you were 7, I'm reading up on you here, 7 years of age when you started boxing, and always just had that focus to dream of becoming a world champion, yeah?
Yeah, that's the thing. I was a decent amateur, but it was a pro game. I was always, I wanted to be involved in, and I always had a professional style as well, but from an early age, I knew it was decent, you know, and I knew I could do something if I stuck at it. There's been hard times as well where I was getting beat by guys who shouldn't have been getting beat off, and I thought maybe about calling it a day, but I'm glad I stuck at it, and it's looking like, you know, on Saturday night, I could be a world champion.
That's pretty nice. I hear her in the background. Is that Carla?
That's her laughing, yeah. Barry's here winding her up. We're all sitting down to lunch.
Brilliant. Well, listen, I won't keep you. I know you're probably starving because you've been training hard. Before I let you go, I know you're a big Take That fan.
Yeah.
Now, whatever happened to Westlife? Why were you Take That? Well, at least your missus was, anyway.
Yeah, she was a big fan of Westlife. Well, more of a fan of yours, but listen, I like Westlife as well. I like good music.
Yay!
That's it.
Well, listen, Cal, I'm going to play Rule the World by Take That, okay? Because I think it's very apt for you this weekend, and I hope your success continues.
Perfect.
I'll be watching, and I want to wish you all the best. You're an absolute legend. Good luck.
I'll maybe see you up there, mate.
Yeah, hope so.
All right, good man.
Cheers, Cal.
See you, mate.
See you. Bye-bye.